for the Philadelphia Eagles. We hope so. Hugh Douglas says they've turned a corner. I'm not there yet. Welcome back, Midday Show, 215-592-9494. I just want to quickly say, because the rain is not cleared for the Sixers who open their season tomorrow. I misspoke earlier, and then we'll get back to the Eagles stuff. They're home tomorrow night. Yes. I had said the game was in Milwaukee. It makes the whole thing worse. That, you know, the Embiid thing, so if you missed it, Embiid's not going to play tomorrow night. He'll be reevaluated this weekend, I guess. He's ramping back. He played in the Olympics. Well, what is he ramping back up from? I imagine he was healthy enough to play in the Olympics. So either he re-injured himself and they've lied to us for 3 months, or he wasn't healthy hobbling around the Olympics in the summer. Like, what are we doing?
Oh, that's a good question. Initially, the reports were he was going to play every other day. So I guess everybody was thinking, didn't something happen where he got a little banged up in something and they said he wasn't going to play? This has been...
Well, he hasn't scrimmaged the entire training camp.
Yeah, this has been something for a while. Well, so it doesn't surprise me. The thing that surprised me is right before the end of preseason, Joe, it just seemed like the Sixers were just getting banged up all over the place.
Yeah.
You're talking about Paul George getting hurt.
Maxie got banged up a little bit. He's fine, though.
Yeah, and the rookie got banged up, mm-hmm. I think, in the same game. So, yeah, you kind of figured that going into the beginning of the season, Doc coming to town tomorrow, that you were going to have your full complement of guys.
Yeah, I expected that. It's just the Embiid thing. I don't believe them. I mean, I don't believe
the
Sixers.
You're skeptical about the way that they're handling the situation.
Ramping back up from what? He played in the Olympics.
So we're gonna do a scheduled loss against Doc.
Yeah.
In honor of him.
I didn't want to say it, but yeah.
Wonderful.
I got a lot of crap for saying that Embiid should not be anywhere near the Summer Olympics.
You did.
Screw all of you.
Well, screw the Sixers. How about that? They're not being honest. I mean, they slow played this as if he might play. Like, obviously, he wasn't playing the opener. So that's tomorrow night. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Back to the Eagles here, because at least we're potentially turning a corner there. Potentially, I could feel good. Hugh, they've won two straight games. Their defense has played really well in these games.
Yes.
They have not allowed a touchdown. Do you believe they've actually turned the corner?
Yes, I do. I do. And I think that they're trending in the right direction. So, yes, all of that. All of that in the bag of chips. I'm excited about this team. And potentially what they're going to be. I really, really am.
All right, here's where I'm at. I feel much better. And defensively, I've opened my eyes to a good foundation they've potentially built, especially in the secondary, with those two corners they drafted in the NFL draft this past year. But a couple things stand out to me and why I'm just not there yet. I need to see it one more week before I say they've turned the corner. Number one, the offense looks very pedestrian.
Pedestrian, that's a good word.
It's just, it feels like punts or big plays. And I don't know if that's sustainable over the course of a full season. They punted 8 times against the Giants.
Yeah.
It's a lot of punts.
It didn't seem fluid, but it was more fluidity this week than it was last week.
I
will say that.
That's probably because they stopped throwing the ball and they ran it and they were getting positive gains. They were 1 of 13 on third down. They're 23rd in the NFL on third down offense. It feels like it's got to get a lot better. They still haven't scored a point in the first quarter. And as much as the defense looks good right now, it looks outstanding the last 2 weeks. First time since 2017, not allowing a touchdown in back-to-back games. It was Daniel Jones and it was Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I know that you can't get past that. Well, and you should.
I just don't know if it's real what I saw. It was good. I mean, we all saw the same thing. It was fun to watch. But how real is it? I mean, now they're they faced two of the 5 worst quarterbacks in football the last 2 weeks. Now they're going to face the next 6 weeks, Burrow, Lawrence, Dak, Daniels,
quarterbacks.
Stafford, Lamar. I would say, 6 of the top 16 quarterbacks? Lawrence is the worst one they're going to see the next few weeks, and he's better than what we just saw the last 2 weeks. They're about to see some good quarterbacks, Hugh.
Yeah, I look at it like this. This defense is gaining the confidence that I think they need at the right time. Wish it would have been a little bit early, but hey, whatever. I think that with that being said, when you have the confidence and you're making plays, it makes it easier to know what to do, if that makes sense, Joe. You're locked in. Everybody's on the same page, and that's what it kind of feels like. If I had one critique against this defense right now, I would say the offside penalties, that has to stop. They got to clean that up. But as far as being on the same page and hunting all together, I think they're there. And if they have that, I'll give them a chance in every game that they're playing in, because everybody's locked in and they're playing off of one another, playing complimentary football.
Here's what they do need to do on defense moving forward. They need to start generating some turnovers.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, it's great what they've done the last 2 weeks. I think in order to shut down Joe Burrow and Dak Prescott and Jaden Daniels, they're going to need to take the ball away. I mean, you got to take away possessions. I think they only have, what, two forced turnovers the whole season?
Yeah, one of them was at the beginning of the year, wasn't it, in Green Bay?
It was in Brazil against Green Bay. Yeah, they only have two. I mean, they really, that's the one thing. And I know those tend to be more random. It's hard to just do that. And I think if they keep getting to the quarterback, they'll get a pick sooner than later. That has not been part of the season so far. They haven't gotten turnovers. 215-592-9490. If we also have a $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. We're going to be doing our show live there this Thursday from 10 to 2. KlondikeKates.com for details. Hugh, why don't you give everyone the two clues you gave away so far? Kind of reset it for everyone because people need to hear these clues again.
The two clues that I gave away so far is I've been denouncing this. Since I've been here, I've done this before. Okay. I've talked bad about this before.
All right.
And this originated in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay, there you go. Your two clues. The third one coming up on the way here.
So, like, I guess the way I view the turning the corner thing, I don't think by any means the Eagles are one, like, now all of a sudden a top team in the NFC or in the NFL because they whooped on the Giants. But through this stretch of games, we looked at all of them and were like, I don't know. Like, I can't be comfortable that the Eagles are going to beat any of them. I think that's changed a little bit to now we can sort of say, like, all right, I believe we might have separated ourselves from being one of the bad teams or one of the bottom of the barrel teams. Like, we could be an average to above average team. And that whole saying about if they're bad, beat them because they're bad. We weren't able to do that last year.
Well, to your point, and that's why the defense was so encouraging on Sunday. Last year, Sam Howell torched them.
Right.
Mac Jones threw for 300. These guys are backup quarterbacks.
Yeah, and now we're making those bad quarterbacks look bad.
Yeah.
So that I think that's just a key difference to me because I was here Friday saying, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to beat the Giants. And it's not because I was afraid of the Giants because I don't know what Eagles team I'm getting. And I think the Eagles were the type of team that let those bad teams hang around in games. The fact that they didn't do that, I think, is a huge turning point.
I agree. Good news, bad news, though. They only face, I'm trying to place it in my head, two more bad quarterbacks the rest of the season, right? That Carolina will come in here in December. Doesn't matter who they play. That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll play the Giants one more time. So they have two games left on the schedule against bad quarterbacks. Everybody else, has a decent or good quarterback. 215-592-9490. And you can react to the Embiid news if you want. Sirianni's interview with The Morning Show saying they are a running team. Yeah, he was excited when he said, are you guys a running team? He said, yeah, you can react to all that. Embiid and Paul George out for tomorrow. The Embiid thing, I am not surprised. But as always with the Sixers, I'm disappointed. I mean, it's just like, there's more to the story here. There's always more to the story. There's no way he's missing the season opener if he feels good. He doesn't feel good. I mean, like, he doesn't.
Yeah, he ain't right.
He's not right. And we start another season, and we could come up with all these plans we can have for Joel Embiid and not back-to-backs. His knee's messed up. It's the same thing. It's just a different year. Terrence in Springfield. Hey, Terrence.
Yo, Joe, Kyle, what's up?
Hey, Terrence, what's up?
Man, first of all, man, Joel Embiid, like, what, this guy slip in the shower or something? Like, I don't even remember when he got hurt. When did he get hurt? Like, this guy fall in the shower or something?
Well,
like,
he had surgery last February?
And yeah, then it was before the Olympics, right?
He came back for the playoffs post-surgery. And then he kind of hobbled around the playoff series. And then he played in the Olympics, Terrence. And now we're starting another season and he's not playing.
See, Joe, stuff like this makes you can't get in with the Sixers because Joel Embiid is a confident that he's going to be injured, man. Like, this guy, he's starting to give me a headache. He's starting to get on my nerves, man. And Hugh, man, don't be afraid to eat your glizzy, man. Eat your glizzy, Hugh. It's okay, man. Go ahead and throw your
stick the whole thing
in
your mouth.
Go ahead and put your relish on it, your ketchup, you know what I mean, your mustard.
I don't even eat all of that stuff on my hot dogs. I eat hot dogs plain, especially if I get them from the ballpark. I mean that plain.
Dude, if you throw that thing down, it's all good. Here, don't worry about it, man.
No one cares.
Act like you're invisible.
Well, thank you, Terrence.
Yeah, this is an intervention. We want you to be you. Eat a hot dog any way you want, except don't cut it off.
Block out all the outside noise. Yeah. It's like the Eagles. You got to rally around yourself and eat the
hot
dog.
You're too worried about the outside noise. I can promise you this. No one will say a word.
I'm not doing that, though. I'm going to break it up.
Think about how many people out there eat a hot dog the way we do, and no one's ever said, like, hey, man, that's weird. You're not a hot dog ever.
But see, a lot of the people that probably do that put probably ketchup, mustard, and relish and
what
stuff.
What does that have to do anything?
I don't put any of that on it. I don't need all that. I'm going to break it up.
But what does the breaking up have to do with the ketchup or mustard?
I mean, that's just how I eat it. You know what I'm saying? I just this is how
Terrence,
I
thank you for trying to help here. We got a lot going on. Terrence, what's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I want to touch on the Eagles right quick. I feel like we're not turning the corner just yet because I feel like, as Sirianni said, we're a running team, right? So I feel like the team wants to start loading the box. So in these games when they start stopping Saquon Barkley, it's going to be on Jalen Hurts. And the only good throw he has so far I've seen this season is that throw to AJ. And that's a 50-50 ball. It's not going to always be there. I want to see a little more from Jalen because they're going to start loading the box deeper in the season. It's going to get tougher. I do want to see more from Jalen Hurts and passing offense.
Oh, Terrence, at some point soon, it might be this Sunday in Cincinnati, teams are just going to load the box, take away Saquon. They're going to say, Jalen, you beat us.
Absolutely.
Terrence, what's your guess?
And for my guess, I'm going to say something adventurous. It's like rock climbing or something.
Rock climbing. Terrence, appreciate it.
You know, for damn sure, I ain't going to rock climb.
You never rock climb before?
No, it ain't going to do it. I'm too heavy for all that, man.
No, they have a harness.
No, I still don't care. I don't trust them with harnesses that they be putting. You know, they have those things.
They hook them up.
They have the tensile strength of 3 million pounds. No, I'm cool.
But harnesses are strong. It's weight resistant.
I don't care. I'm not doing it.
They have an indoor rock climbing place. I think it's in Doylestown.
I saw that. Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
My kids like doing it.
Yeah, I'm cool.
It's not that high. I mean, I think the highest you could go is maybe like, I don't know, 30 feet.
Shout out to all them folks that find the little cracks in the rocks and whatever, and they climb. Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
I can't picture you as a rock climber. That's when I
wearing the little rock climbing shoes or whatever.
Well, it's good for the grips on the rocks. Yeah.
No, I'm cool. That's a lot. It's a lot.
More likely to rock climb or eat a hot dog the normal way.
Rock climb?
Wait, what?
Are you serious?
I'm not.
You're
lying.
I mean,
it's just not. No,
that's a lie.
It's just not. Listen, I just don't feel the need to put the whole hot dog in my mouth. I just don't.
But you would rather rock climb than do that.
Hold on. Well, when I'm rock climbing, you mean just like hang on the side of the rock, right? Not going up high. I do that.
Hold on. I think there's a middle ground you're missing here.
Yeah.
No one needs you to put the whole hot dog in your mouth.
Yeah, we're not telling you
to just take a bite.
Well, Terrence kind of told
me. Well, he did. Yeah. But I think normally people will have, I mean, I don't know. What's
I'm not Joey. You know the reason.
We're not asking you to do that either. No, not the wedding.
No.
Watching, there was two things that happened. When I watched him eat chicken wings and I watched him eat hot dogs, it made me not want a hot dog or a chicken wing.
Yeah, I get that.
It
does make your stomach turn. What's a normal amount of bites you would say, Kyle, for a hot dog? Two? Three?
Oh, well, no. I guess you could do like four. I mean, like it's.
I'd say three or four.
Sure, yeah. But
so,
like,
so Hugh,
but
no one's saying
the whole point
thing.
Is.
I'm saying three.
The point is, you're taking the whole hot dog and you're taking a bite out of it.
No, I break it
without
apart.
Breaking it up.
No, I break it apart.
But you don't have to do that.
And you know what else? I break it apart and I just, you know.
Because you don't like the way it looks, right?
No, it's not that.
And what is it then, that. Hugh?
There's no logical reason to do
that.
This.
I just break it up.
You're tap dancing around the why.
No, yep. I'm not lying.
You are. We all know why.
You got that tap dancing music back there?
As I speak with a high-pitched voice. I'm not lying. It's not. No, I just don't eat hot dogs like that.
I wish this came up before the lie detector test, because you would have failed miserably. Doug and Cinnamon said, hey, Doug.
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
Hey, Doug. What's up, buddy?
Going on. I'm going to just not even talk about the Embiid situation because I cannot do it again this year. It takes every ounce out of my soul when the Sixers release some type of news about him, especially since PG got hurt already. I can't do it. So we'll just go straight into Eagles. I can't sit here and tell you that they've turned the corner already because, you know, obviously, like you've been saying all day, it's Giants and Browns. There's another reason, too, though. It's because of that one game on a certain Monday night against the Atlanta Falcons. They showed me, I know that was weeks ago, week two, they showed me they are the same team from last year, the same type of defense. I love what the young guys have been doing. I really hope they can, like, keep this up, how they've been playing, especially against the cannot stand Joe Burrow. We need to go down there and kick some Bengal butt. The media with him, God, I can't take it. Joe Scheisse, Joe Burr, we got to go down there and really prove that this defense is turning it around.
I would love to shut him down, Doug. That would get us all to believe they have turned a corner. Doug, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. What is he talking about today?
He threw me off a little with that second one, but I think he's kind of hinting at that Sixers season starting tomorrow. I was going with Crumble Cookie Harris.
Oh, it's a good one. Now it's a good guess because we do talk a lot. We did talk a lot about him when he was here. The only issue is Hugh was famously a Tobias Harris guy.
Well, I just thought it was fascinating how he was able to, you know, amass the wealth that he was able to amass and not an All-Star game. Mm. Not man, MVP voting runner-up, and I just thought that was pretty impressive.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
And even we had a Hall of Famer say that he potentially a Hall of Famer.
He's not.
I'm just saying.
A Hall of Famer that's delusional.
I'm just saying. He said it, not me. I just thought it was kind of fascinating.
There is not
the problem
a
was that you wouldn't rip
world.
Him.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, because I found it fascinating.
We know that you find it fascinating. Two things can be true.
He went and got paid in Detroit. That's not like a coup, still.
You know why it frustrates everyone? Hugh, like, imagine if I got pickpocketed, okay? And I came to you and I'm like, man, you robbed my wallet. And you said, you know what? I wonder how he did that. It's pretty fascinating. He was able to rob you. It hurts me I got robbed. And you're complimenting the robber.
First of all, Joe, if it was you, I wouldn't say that out loud.
But you would think
I would be thinking.
I know you would.
Because
you compliment the robber.
No, because I would be like, well, how did he pickpocket you? Like, how did he do that? Like, I definitely would be fascinated by that. I'm not going to lie. I would be devastated for you, but I would definitely be fascinated.
All right, what if you got pickpocketed, Hugh?
Ain't like, nobody pickpocketed
well,
me.
Well, like, but what if? Let's live in a reality where you did. You told us, and we were like, damn.
You know
that's
what?
That's crazy. Wonder how he did that.
Full disclosure. When Buddy stole my car the second time, I was just like, damn. Cause I had the club, the old school club on it. Man, they cut that damn club off and took that car with the quickness.
Do they still sell the club on the infomercials late at night?
I don't know about that, but they still sell them in the store. I was a little bit fascinated. And then they cut the tracker? They cut the tracker off. Couldn't find it. That's pretty impressive. I mean, when you think about it, like car thieves, it's not like it used to be back in the day where they used to take two wires and touch the wires together.
Yeah.
That's a whole advanced thing. Deshaun Jackson just got his Hellcat stolen.
Did he have the club?
No. They stole it in front of his house, though, right? And the police were tracking it somewhere until the tracker went dead.
Mm.
So these car thieves, man, this is a high-tech business. This is a big business. So, I do think it's kind of fascinating how they do that.
I mean, I get that is fascinating. How you got pickpocketed is not. I mean, that's just annoying.
You are the worst.
Yeah. What do you mean? I'm just saying. You don't find it fascinating. These guys, because the officer told me what happened, they go in the parking lot. Say if they went in the parking lot to the parking garage here. They will have like a small computer on their side. And they'll just pick up signals of the cars because they're always transmitting. And they will go back in the car that they want. They will find the signal. Mm. They will go get a key made and come back and just drive away with your car. Just like that.
That stinks.
It really stinks. But it's like, man, the computer probably costs, ain't no telling, because it's not like you at home making a computer. But I just think it's kind of fascinating that stuff like that happens.
Well, the real fascinating thing is your brain and how it works. I mean, that's the real. Chuck in Vineland. What's up, Chuck? Chuck?
Chuck missed his moment.
Chuck going once. Chuck's having himself a glizzy. He'll get back to us. Let's talk to Chuck in Mount Airy. Another Chuck. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, this Chuck is ready. What's going on, folks?
Hey,
what's
Chuck.
Going on,
what's
Chuck?
Up, pal?
Joe Gilio, what's the dealio here?
What's up, man?
Hey, Chuck.
And you, I got to tell you, man, you got to eat your glizzy the way you like to eat. Listen, I tell you right now, right? You care what these young bulls think, man. I'm eating a banana hole. I'm eating a hot dog hole, a sausage hole. I'm putting a whole cigar in my mouth. I don't care about none of that stuff. You know what I mean? These young boys, I was at a Phillies game, right, earlier this year with my family. And these kids in front of me was making fun of me because I ate two hot dogs whole. They said I was eating a glizzy. You think I cared? They laughed at me the whole game.
Yeah.
I don't care about none of that. You know what I mean? These young boys out here, their mind is just twisted. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, they're a little different.
I want to eat my hot dog the way I've been eating for years.
Good for you, Chuck. Hugh, you got to be more like Chuck.
I've been succumbing to the peer pressure.
Yeah, you can't worry what the kids are saying. Who cares?
Yeah, they don't know nothing, man. My son tried to say the same thing to me. I said, this is a hot dog, man. It's a food.
Chuck, how does your son?
I got a 19-year-old son, and then I got, a younger daughter.
You got to tell me, how did you react when your son talked about your clothing attire? Because I know he probably hit you with, Dad, what you got on? Did that hurt your feelings?
Well, early, you know, listen, you know, I wear what I like to wear. These young boys out here, I when he do that, I just put it all for him. And look what you got on. You know what I mean? You know, when I came up, we didn't wear this type of stuff. You know what I mean? These tight fitted jeans and all that. I'm not a big fan
of the skinny jeans.
Yeah, but I'm not wearing that stuff, man. You know what I mean? I'm wearing, you know, what I like to wear. You know, they always try to make fun of us because we come from a different era, man. They you know, but then they try to bring out stuff that resemble what we did.
No, they do. They do do that.
They're gonna make their mind.
Yeah, they do do that. Yeah, they do.
No, they don't know nothing, man. They lost in the sauce.
I succumb to the peer pressure. Yeah, well, they're not having the peer pressure, the youth pressure.
Yeah, Hugh, this is an intervention. We're trying to help you out here. Just eat your hot dogs and enjoy life.
I mean, I'm saying I'm still breaking apart.
No, don't do that. All right, Chuck, what are you thinking on the Eagles?
Nah. Hey, listen, I got two things. Sixers, first of all, the Sixers, Embiid's a loser, okay? He's one of the biggest losers I've ever seen come in Philadelphia. And I've been telling people this for years. No matter how much weight he lost, he could have lost 25, 30, 50 pounds. It don't matter what he does because he's a loser. And that's as simple as that. And we signed up for 5 more years of this losing mentality. We'll never, ever get to where we need to be as long as this dark cloud is over the Sixers. And he's comfortable here, Joe. You know, that's why he stayed here. People give him, oh, he stayed with the Sixers his whole career. Oh, God, big deal, yeah. Because he knows if he goes anywhere else, it's going to be pressure on him to win a championship. He's comfortable here in Philadelphia because he knows the city. He knows we don't expect nothing out of him anymore. That's just that. I haven't been proud of the 76ers since 2001. You know what I mean? So I don't expect nothing more. And they're going to mess around, you know, this year. They think they're going to be saving them. And they're going to be in a position where they have to play the Celtics first. You know, I was listening to Kevin Garnett talking to Paul Pierce on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And he hit it on the nail. You know, he said, this is what you signed up for, man. This is what the job calls for. If you want to come out your mouth and say you're not paying back-to-backs, that's not for you to say. That's for the organization to keep under wraps. You come out and say that. And another thing is, like I said, you want to set yourself up where you got to play a juggernaut in the first round, and you're still not going to get the ultimate goal because you're not beating the Celtics in the first round. You want to probably meet those guys, the Knicks or the Celtics, probably in the second or third round. And if you're not playing all year long, you're not going to be good enough to get a higher seed. So what are we doing?
Yeah, and you won't have home court advantage. They'll never have home court advantage in the later rounds. No. I mean, it's a mess. All right, Chuck, what do you feel on the Eagles?
It's sad, man. But the as far as the Eagles go, listen, I like the way the defense is playing. You know, I think they're building their confidence up. I said at the beginning of the year, they're going to be the best of the two units when it's all said and done.
Mm.
I don't believe in his quarterback, though. I just don't. I don't believe in Jalen Hurts. He's not turning the ball over now, but he's taking way more sacks because he's scared to let it go. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of open receivers. You know, this offense is not moving, you know, like a well-oiled machine because this guy is not releasing the football. You know what I mean? He's scared to turn the ball over now. And that's not good. That's not a good recipe to move past. You know, you can get away with beating the Giants. You can get away with beating Cleveland. But when you start playing the better teams, you gotta match them score for score. Yeah. And you can't do that taking sacks, man. You know what I mean? So I don't see what people see. Like, okay, we beat the Giants. You know, I still don't see an impressive game from him.
Yeah, and I mean, you're right, Chuck, you're right about the sacks. The only starting quarterback in the league taking sacks at a higher rate right now is Sam Darnold. There were three others, but they're all backups or they're hurt now. So, like, he's near the top or the bottom, however you look at it, in terms of taking sacks. Chuck, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. What are we talking about today?
I'm going to go with that chili, that skyline chili up there.
Somebody else guessed that. That's some nasty stuff.
That's a good guess. Chuck, not it, but we're moving towards an answer. We'll give you a third clue coming up. 215-592-9494. By the way, speaking of the NFL, believing or not believing in the Eagles, I mentioned earlier another sign. The Eagles got flexed out again.
Ugh.
They got flexed out again of a late game. So they were 4:25 this week against the Bengals. That's now a 1 o'clock game this coming Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, we're no longer the Sunday night game 2 weeks from now against the Jaguars.
We're not as hot in the streets anymore.
Well, we're hot, less hot because we're a 4:25 kickoff or 4 o'clock, whatever it is, against the Jaguars 2 weeks from now in week 9. I guess that would be. That's dead. They moved in. They moved in the Vikings and Colts.
No, that's terrible.
I mean, seriously, terrible. Like that's the game in
Sam Darnold and it was in Richardson.
He's hurt, right? No, he played this past week. I mean,
okay,
the Colts would be better off if he wasn't playing, but he's playing, and that's the Sunday night game. 215-592-9494. Have the Eagles turn the corner? We'll ask Ross Tucker that when he joins us next, and we got a third clue for you for Hughes Clues coming up as well. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey Philly, I want to remind you it's time to speak up. Election Day is November 5th. And we want every block and every voice to be heard. From Poplar to Mayfair, from Cobbs Creek to Parkwood, it's election time and we want you to be heard. Visit vote.philly.gov/vote-by-mail and request your mail ballot before October 29th. That's vote.philly.gov/vote-by-mail. Come on, Philly. We want every block and every voice to be heard.